Brigitte Muir is a mountaineer, has had a very long and very distinguished career as a climber. Apparently, she developed her passion for all of this sort of stuff as she was growing up in Belgium. And then she went about climbing mountains as she got older, mostly in the Himalayas. Now, she set out to do the Seven Summits, which she completed in 1997. When on the fourth time, the fourth attempt, she became the first Australian woman to scale Mount Everest. She's included in an exhibition. The exhibition is called Her Place, Remarkable Women Exhibition, and it's about to start at COPAC, at the Colac Otway Performing Arts and Cultural Centre. Starts on the 24th of May and it runs through until mid-June, about the 18th. And it tells the story of 10 Victorian women, including from our part of the world, who've contributed to Australian society at a national and also at a local level. These days, Brigitte Muir is just to the north and west of us, based around Horsham and the Wimmera district. She spoke last week with Jasmine Burke about being included in the exhibition and about what all of that means. Here's Brigitte Muir.
It's been amazing to be selected to be part of this exhibition, Her Place, Remarkable Women, because to me it feels like what I did and what I'm still doing is fairly normal. I just follow my heart and do what I feel like doing and try to go from there, really.
What do you think, when we talk about remarkable women, what do you have, being a remarkable woman, in common with all the other women? What's that common thread between all of you?
I would say it's I would say it's I can't say that word.
All right.
We are all authentic. I think that is our common point. It's just so marvelous to be able to be yourself no matter what the situation. And once again, you are able to do that if you follow your heart. There's nothing like it in life. There's nothing like getting out of your house and seeing that your life is happening around you because that's what you're feeling, you know, and that's what you want to give the world and yourself, a well-aligned individual who is able to contribute in all sorts of different ways.
When you talk about following your heart, do you think is there support around you as well to make that happen, or is that just a are you just do you have this innate drive, or did you need support from other people? Because obviously your heart was something quite extraordinary, the mountaineering, and I assume a love of nature. Was there a network around you that you needed to make that happen, or did you make it happen yourself, if that makes sense?
There is a bit of both in there. It really goes both ways. I remember times when I was in the middle of trying to climb the highest peak on each continent where I felt very discouraged. This quest of mine, I wanted to climb the highest peak on each continent, actually took 9 years. So you can imagine that somewhere in the middle, I was pulling my hair out, wondering if it would ever happen. And it was one of those times I was at the post office collecting my mail, and a friend of mine, Rose Firkin, turned up. And she asked me how I was going, and I told her, "Oh, I'm just so sick of this, yada." And she said, "Brigitte, I have faith in you." And that was it. I
Wow,
couldn't stop. Rose had faith in me.
so just that encouragement sometimes of another woman or just another person, what do you think it is?
Maybe it was another woman, maybe it was another person, but the truth of the matter is that we all need each other. We cannot live alone. It's just not possible, and it would be so boring and sad. And so what we give other people, in my case, maybe it was inspiration and a sense of adventure and curiosity. Well, they give something to you too, to feed that passion of yours. And so you really don't know where it starts and finishes. It's the chicken and the egg, really.
And speaking of that passion and that remarkable achievement that you had, not only all the highest peaks, but then of course Mount Everest, which I guess all of us lay people in the community think of as the ultimate thing, and is indeed, I should imagine. That was, what, 2 decades ago now, is that right?
That's correct. I climbed Everest on the 27th of May 1997, so that's 20 years ago, which is quite amazing. Time just flew in between. And well, what do you do after you climbed Everest?
This
That's
is
always what
what.
people ask me.
Yes. Does it feel like it was yesterday for you? Are the memories still really vivid, or does it feel like it was 20 years ago?
It's a bit of everything. Very recently, 2 days ago, a very dear friend of mine, a brother, in fact, from Nepal, Lhakpa Tamang, summited Everest, and he was working on an expedition, a commercial expedition to Everest. And seeing him on the top, of course, brought back memories of my own ascent. And it made me feel like I was back there. Most of the time, I don't think too much about it, although I do realize that, you know, I've been tagged with that little phrase, first Australian woman to climb Everest, and I'm very grateful for that because it has been an absolute honor to become the first Australian woman to climb Everest and to use that to not only inspire people but inspire myself to become part of other stories and bigger stories, not just a personal goal, which is climbing that mountain. Now I think life is more about belonging and realizing that without belonging we are nothing. Whether we belong to a community of people passionate about the same thing or a community which is more geographically centered, like for example where I live here in the Wimmera, it's paramount to belong.
So it's taken you that quite almost solitary experience all those years ago to realize that really it's all about collective, is that right?
It took me quite a while to go from, you know, realizing that it was not about me and what I wanted to do. It's been 20 years, yes, of course. And maybe it's also because I'm a migrant. I come from Belgium and I have been living in Australia since the early 80s. But there's always a little part of me which is Belgian. And there is a part of me which is Australian, who has become Australian. And I think it's mostly because of the land and that extraordinary vibration that this land has. I mean, you have to get out of the city to feel it, I think. But once you are taken by the land, there's no going back. I mean, you can go and visit other places and have wonderful times with people in other places, but the Australian continent always draws me back.
And where do you mentioned much earlier in the interview that what do you do after climbing Everest? What are your goals these days? What are your goals? You're obviously very driven, I guess a high achiever. You've been included with a whole stack of amazing women in this exhibition. I think I can see there's artists, adventurers would be yourself, scientists, businesswomen, activists, politicians, philanthropists, an amazing mix. So what continues to drive you these days?
Things have changed a bit since I let go of personal goals. I tend to be driven by the need to be in the here and now these days, and also I want to go with the flow. I want to be open to anything that happens and just be game to take it on, whether it's, you know, sorting out a relationship or dealing with past behaviors and beliefs. We all, you know, carry a lot of weight as we grow and get older.
Yes.
And recognizing that weight and those problems and doing something about it is a very important part of life and growing up. And I want to be able to be that little curious girl I used to be and to be enthusiastic about learning and finding out new things and becoming part of other stories and just keep expanding and expanding until I cark it.
And just finally, and what do you see as the purpose of an exhibition like this, as the Remarkable Women exhibition? What's the best gain that young women who might see it, or the little girl that you talk about, or indeed a sort of any woman, what's the benefit of going along and seeing something like that?
We live very much in a man's world. Open a newspaper and see how many men are in it, and it will give you an idea of what we need to have a balanced society. We need to recognize the role and the importance of women's contribution and skills and love and experience in our life. And that needs to be recognized through exhibitions like this one, a permanent place maybe for Her Place Museum Australia, and also more coverage in, you know, anywhere and everywhere. Although if you go to social media, it's a lot more obvious that there are a lot of women doing stuff. Maybe that's because of the nature of the beast. You know, women are social animals. They used to be gatherers and, you know, doing stuff together while talking. So social media is perfect for women to exchange what they've been doing and what they are contributing. But it needs to get out there in the stories of everyday people in their life, not just through a computer or a newspaper.
That's Brigitte Muir, and she's based these days in the Woomera near Mount Arapiles in Western Victoria, but is included in her place, Remarkable Women, the exhibition. Now, the exhibition opens 2 days' time, so Wednesday this week, May 24th, at COPAC, the Colac Otway Performing Arts and Cultural Centre, and it's there until the 18th of June. And Brigitte certainly sounds like a remarkable woman indeed, given what she's done. The Seven Summits, completing that in 97, made it to the top of Everest as well.